AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Four people were killed today in Atlanta. A small plane crashed on an interstate. Don McGee saw it and said it's a miracle nobody on the highway was killed or injured.
285 is very busy. You can't even throw a baseball or a tennis ball across there without getting hit. And this plane came across 285 and didn't hit nobody.
The plane crashed shortly after takeoff from a nearby airport in Atlanta. More storms could be coming for Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Snow is possible in Nebraska and South Dakota. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season is off the Carolina coast. It's subtropical storm Anna. National Hurricane Center Director Rick Knapp says Anna is early, but it's not a surprise.
It's certainly not unprecedented for subtropical and tropical systems to form off the southeast coast of the U.S. in May before the official start of the season on June 1. In 2012, we had Tropical Storm Beryl make landfall in Jacksonville.
Top winds from Anna about 45 miles an hour. The Justice Department has started a civil rights investigation into the Baltimore Police Department. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
The investigation announced by Attorney General Loretta Lynch will look into whether there is a pattern of unconstitutional practices by Baltimore police, like the use of deadly force or improper stops and searches. She says the investigation will expand on a voluntary review of the police already underway.
Rather than examining whether the police department violated good policies, we will now examine whether they violated the Constitution and the community's civil rights.
Lynch says if there is evidence of systemic problems within the police department, the government will seek an agreement to implement reforms. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The Labor Department says 223,000 jobs were created last month, and the unemployment rate dropped to a seven-year low, 5.4%. And stocks are higher, the Dow up 260 points. This is AP Radio News. AAA says more than 37 million people are expected to travel over the Memorial Day weekend.
That's a post-recession high, and it's the greatest number of travelers we've had in a decade.
AAA's Marshall Doney says lower gas prices are in part a reason for the jump, as well as low airfares.
More Americans will take advantage of these lower airfares this year. We're projecting a 2.5% increase in the number of air travelers. That's 2.6 million Americans flying to their Memorial Day destination.
Gas should be about a dollar a gallon cheaper than it was last year during the Memorial Day weekend. Folk singer and social justice advocate Guy Carawan has died in Tennessee. He turned this song into an anthem for the civil rights movement. Carawan taught We Shall Overcome to activists who led the sit-in movement of the 1960s. Guy Carawan was 87. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.